Because you hugged us with your pants down? he would hug me with his pants down.
What?
You would hug me with your... You did. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
But, no, because you always give me like... Because you always push me away, bro.
You, okay.
No.
Are we starting? Let me know.
It's on, right?
Yo.
No, but I do pre-talk first, a little pre-talk.
Okay, no doubt.
But then it's like, bro, but when I start going into it, don't say anything and I'll say your name.
Wait, what? Don't say my name?
No.
What?
Bro.
I'm sorry.
You listen, bro. Did I say it in Mandarin Chinese, dog?
Ooh, you're Korean.
I know. So why would I know that?
See how I know my Asians? I don't fuck them. Filipinos do the Tagalog.
Yeah.
Aseo, they do kamastakan.
Thank you. Yeah.
Salamat po.
Come on. Tae.
What does that mean?
Shit.
Shit means tae. I learned it in second grade.
Did you see the giant bottle in the bathroom? There was a bottle in the...
I saw a chicken.
Chicken. But there was a giant bottle for, I think, spraying your butt with water.
Oh. We don't spray with bottles, though. We use a giant cup to wash.
What's the giant bottle in the bathroom?
I don't know, masturbatory purposes.
Oh,
for
gotcha.
Oh, is that what the... I don't know. I just paid attention to the chicken, focused on it. Boom.
Out. Wait, there's a chicken in there?
There's a chicken.
Oh, yeah, my old chicken. It's my old chicken.
It was a real chicken? Oh, you got it stuffed? Taxidermy?
Dog. I don't fucking know, bro.
Whoa.
I didn't go to KFC and go, hey, can I have the skin part?
Whoa.
Yeah, or the feather part? You know what I mean? Feather part. They don't have that. Anyway, no, but I always felt like you pushed me away, and it's like I give you pure energy, but I always thought that you thought I was gay.
Never. You hugged a lot with your pants down.
Not gay, but...
He would just have his pubic hair showing, going,
yeah.
Come here, hug me. Come here, Gabby. Give me a hug. I love you, Gabby. Come on, Gabby. Don't be afraid. I. How long have I known you?
Well, we'll talk. Anyway, we'll start, and then don't say anything until I say your name. Think of America, you and...
That's what I was...
No, bro, I said not to fucking say anything, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Think of America, you and me. Think of America. You would think that a black dude, right, would just roll up with a different song. Be not like, just like with his smock and just think of America. You would think it's like the... It's like, why don't you just listen to Enya, dog? Anyway, I mean, and then he switched the music when he knew I was there.
I think he switched.
It was like some sort of hip hop. Yeah. So he switched it, but in his. But I know for a fact when he's just riding to Ventura, it's Tom Petty all day, bro.
Yo,
don't say anything, yo. All right. Don't say shit.
And you didn't.
I'm about to introduce you. So
do that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Think of America. It made me laugh so
hard.
Even,
that's not even the lyrics, dummy.
I know, but bro, let me just, the rules, bro.
Okay.
All right? So we got Gilbert, you know what I mean? With his, dude, I always told you, dog, don't wear a red ball cap. Because like, if I, I'm my vision wasn't good, it would say something else than Coca-Cola.
What would you do to me?
Oh, I wouldn't do nothing, man. I'd probably walk away. But anyway, we got, we got White. I love you, man. Fuck,
your
man.
Mask is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he's right. It looks like it should be holding a pair of balls instead of...
Why is it so heavy on the bottom?
Old underwear.
Yeah. That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah.
You just got
don't say
creative.
Shit, bro. Mm. We got my beautiful partner in life.
Thank you.
And so years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I don't remember when it was, I didn't really know him. I don't know if I knew him or not knew him, but I remember being in Hawaii.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah. And I remember... the club or the promoter or whatever was like, oh, well, we're picking up Godfrey from New York City. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It's Hawaii?
Yeah.
John.
And I go, you remember him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I go, oh, can I go? And I remember we ate at a restaurant by the beach. Right. I remember, and then you did a show, but that's when I started going, you know what? I'm going to do my like pants down hugs with this guy. He gives me those vibes.
Oh, he gives me vibes.
Because he's like muscular, right? Yeah. But at the time, he was also a little thinner.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And he just, I don't know, I was really into Spike Lee movies back then, you know what I mean? And I just, it was just something.
Okay, keep going.
Don't be embarrassed.
I was into Ang Lee.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah. So give him a round of applause. You can talk now. Godfrey, everybody. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's go.
So what's up with the musical choice?
Oh, I was, you know, like playlist. It was John Cougar Mellencamp. And you said, is it in America? No, it's Ain't That America.
Oh, I didn't know.
He was like, isn't it in America?
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
Yeah, because I never.
Get the shit right.
All right.
Now, I listen to classic rock, all that, because it's all black shit.
What do you mean?
All American music is black created.
That's true.
That's the root of all of it. Anybody plays good. Anytime you pick up an instrument, you're doing black shit. So, whoa. You know I'm into pro black shit.
Yeah.
I like making people mad. Telling them the truth. No, you know, I just go, no, because at classic rock, they go, yeah, let's say I love classic rock because it's all blues chords.
Mm.
All, but every artist will tell you, oh, who'd you learn from? Oh, Muddy Waters, mm-hmm. Lightning Hopkins, the Rolling Stones. They gave so much money to Muddy Waters because they took all his stuff.
Yeah.
Like the Bee Gees. There's a great documentary on the Bee Gees.
We just saw it.
And the Bee Gees got famous when they started singing black falsetto.
Yes. Mm. When they moved to Miami.
Yeah.
And then
they started going, uh-huh. They started singing black. And that's how they.
Yeah.
That's how you win in The Voice. You got to sing black.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's Asians and white. They're singing black. You can't win going, luck be the lady tonight. You're not going to win. You got to be like, and I'm telling you.
That's why Filipinos are always in the top five, because we know how to do that.
Yeah, you sing black. Well, you have black in you. Negritos in the mountains. Come on.
You know about the Negritos.
Come on,
and the Etas.
Please. Who knows
the original Filipino?
Yo, listen to me though. Listen to me for a second.
It's like, what?
It's my fucking show.
Oh, that's right.
Listen to me for a second, please. Listen to me.
Wait, I want to ask you.
Did you? I have nothing to say, but listen to me.
Listen to me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you know that? What? Did you know about the Negritos in the north of the Philippines and the Etas? We were.
They have afros in it.
Yeah, we like. A lot of like my mom has very curly hair. Like, yeah.
Does she straighten?
The north of the Philippines, no, she doesn't. Okay.
What are they called?
They're called Negritos.
Negrito.
Like Negroes in it.
Yeah.
But we were much shorter.
It's small. Ito means small.
Yeah, Eta, yeah.
Could you call, like, if you see a black friend in the street, what's up, Negrito? I feel like that would.
If he's half Filipino?
There'd be pushback on that. Well, in Korea, there's a word.
There's no original Filipinos.
Yeah, those are original Filipinos. That's what they look like for
me. We were black.
Black.
Oh, yeah. You guys were full-blown
they
black.
They got African ancestry.
Yep. Yeah.
Look at Marianne, babe.
Yo, oh, yeah. My girlfriend in high school was Filipino.
That's Earth, Wind, and Fire. If you showed me that, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, they're from the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Earth, Wind, Fire, Rock, Lava.
All the elements.
Heart.
But yeah, my girlfriend in high school was Filipino sophomore year. We have a lot of Filipinos in Chicago, so... And yeah, and you know, my mother was a nurse, so go figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Filipinos, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my mother trained my Filipino friends to become nurses, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, she was darker and their full lips,
big
the whole
lips,
nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's African ancestry, but you know, a lot of times a lot of these places don't want to show that. Cause like, look at the Latin stations, they're not gonna show like what Cubans really look like or Puerto Ricans do. They show the whitest of the white.
Yeah.
And that happens. I'm Nigerian, you know that. Everybody has the, they want to look lighter and.
But let me ask you a question, God.
The dark people got to take over so people be proud of their darkness. Bobby Lee.
I understand that modern rock and roll, right, and music, R&B, all that stuff, has their roots, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From black people, from blues, jazz, right? Okay. And then before that, probably from, you know, what are they called? Ooh. The hymnals back in the day?
The hymnals? Oh, all black.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying, though, is that can't you say that even hymnals and that stuff is derived from maybe classical music too, or no?
Well, classical music, the violin is African origin.
Oh my God! Yeah, everything is.
What about the Japanese flute?
No. Hold on.
Yeah.
The Japanese flute.
You can keep that.
The Korean mandolin.
You can have that. Hey, you know what? Do you ever do house? Well, there's House of Comedy in Scottsdale, and they have a. a museum called the MIM, Museum of Instrumental Music.
Yeah.
And you go there, it is unreal. It's unbelievable. There's another one in Austria, and you go there, and they and when you walk in, it's the first instrument is the banjo. The African, it's the banjo's from Africa. And I'm like, that would be great to go to a Klan meeting and go, hey guys, I got something to tell you. Yeah, the banjo's African. Yeah, yeah. The banjo is an African, it's an African
yeah.
instrument.
Yeah.
And they have, you go to different continents. They have Korea, they have all the flutes and the different instruments, all the ancient instruments from yeah. all the different countries.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And what's really funny, I was there, I went 2 days in a row, and I was there and they showed Australia. And so there's footage of the instruments being played, and it's all the original Australians. They're all black.
All Aborigines. Wow.
All the Aborigines Indigenous. Are playing the didgeridoo.
Yeah.
And there's a white little white girl with her dad. And she goes, "Who? What are those? Are those Australians?" He goes, "Yeah, those are the original ones." She goes, "What happened?"
Oh, I was wow. right.
Yeah.
Not well, he just word. Learned what a Maori was 2 days.
What?
Ago.
In New Zealand.
Maori.
Like my tattoo is Tonga. Yeah. It's Tongan.
Yeah.
Well, it's Nigerian. It's Nigerian and Tongan mixed, but a lot of the Polynesian and all that. It was that's African nice. And Southern Chinese coming together. Yeah. Look at them. They got afros.
But the first thing Paul Mooney ever said to me out of his mouth is he didn't even introduce himself. He just goes, "Black people invented chopsticks." Chopsticks.
Oh.
Chopsticks.
The chapstick.
He goes.
Black. It was just a goddamn spear. It was just a smaller
right.
damn spear.
And then he would say stuff like, you know, the first bones they ever found was in Africa.
True.
First man.
That's true.
Right. It's not. Asia.
No.
The first bone.
Asians.
No, what is the old look up Google?
Okay, Asians come from Africa.
I want to win this competition. The oldest bones ever discovered in what continent?
Okay, yeah, please. We're gonna win.
Please.
He's like this, Bobby. God damn it, Bobby. I'm so sick of you.
Yeah.
And Asians come from the San people.
Where?
The San people
where
of South Africa.
Morocco.
Morocco. That's Africa.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, fuck.
That's as thank African you. As you get with
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know those white scientists go, damn it, another bone. Fuck. We dug in Ireland, nothing. Oh, and they just found in London a bone. The oldest bone, it's a black dude. They're so pissed. He's like, bullshit, bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me? No, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
No, it's a black dude. He's called the Cheddar Man. Show the Cheddar Man. Show the Cheddar Man. This is like 2-3 years ago. They were upset. They were no, it's impossible. No, a black man, no fucking way. There it is.
Yeah, that's not black.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, this is.
Oh, yeah, that is black.
Hey, come on, dude.
The first one's not.
Well, they made it.
The first one's Hispanic for sure.
They're trying to give him long.
And look at the Cheddar Man over here. The right. It just depends on what skin tone you give them.
Called, yeah, fucking with it.
Yeah. No.
It's you can't deny DNA. You know what?
But I'm just saying though, they found bones, right? They built it up, right? And depend on who's ever the painter,
oh.
yeah,
right?
Clan
put on yellow, and they can make it Asian.
Yeah, but it's listen.
Yeah,
in order to get all of you beautiful people, I have to be in the room first. You need me in science. In order to, remember science, physics?
Yeah.
I remember physics.
God, you're really smart.
I hated physics.
I had a great lesbian teacher. She was awesome. She had boots. She was fucking hard. But I liked, I was like, she's so fucking cool. Listen.
I cheated throughout physics 3A.
I did pretty good in physics, man. And I remember when we threw light through a prism, we wanted to show all the different spectrums of colors. She would be like, yo, we're going to shine this light through a prism. And in order for this beam of light to break into different colors, what do we need? Black background.
Right. Mm.
So it's like that with genetics. I came in and just dropped. I just want to.
No. Bro, I want to learn, dude.
He's very pro-Asian. He believes
that. No, I
that,
love,
like-
dude. Bobby's one of the funniest human beings on the fucking planet. And I was talking about that with Ruben Paul yesterday at the Laugh Act. I said, that is one of the funniest motherfuckers, period. Straight up. Straight down. That's how racist this goddamn business is. Bobby should be the most famous motherfucker on the planet. That's what I feel. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
But you always complain that you didn't have more than 25 minutes. You always said, but Governor, I can't do more. He's like this. I said, but Bobby, you can do no. That's all I have. 25 minutes. That's all.
Is that really how I sound?
Yes. Bobby, you're still
no, honestly, the... honestly.
Yeah.
Remember when
is
I met
this,
you?
Is this who I
when
am?
I met you in Hawaii. Hands. I don't know. I tried to learn how to surf and you were red. Remember, you were burned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you were like this. Ah, I tried to learn how to surf. I'm hurting.
I'm hurting?
You, no, no, no.
Remember your hope? Your
I think you're exaggerating me.
No, your hair was
this
shorter.
Is the, yo, this is the way I talk.
No.
No.
No. Your hair was shorter.
No, 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 no. That's how I talk, bro.
Ew,
oh.
No.
No? Yo, nah?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Nah?
No. I'm more like this?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is me more?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Even even when during the Joe Rogan thing, when that whole Carlos Mencia thing.
Oh, my God.
And Nate went
we go
to
way
you,
back.
I started laughing because Bobby goes, really? Yeah, he's still. No, 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 no. I'm sorry. Don't talk to me. Bobby bailed.
Fuck.
Bobby
fuck.
Bailed. It was. I said, that's Bobby, yeah, though.
Yeah.
Bobby,
I'm a weasel.
Because at first you were like this. It. You're like this. Yeah, 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 man. He's still. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Forget it. Forget what I said. I said, that's Bobby Lee. But that's what makes
I've known you that long.
You were like this. All I have is 25 minutes, and then I pull my pants down and I go away. That's all I have is my pubic hair thing.
My pubic hair
I go, thing. Have you done a special?
Yeah, yeah, never done it.
How the fuck?
Crazy.
Never done one.
How the fuck do you not do a special?
Bro, Godfrey, listen to me right now. Okay. Just focus on me right now.
Do you
now.
Need people to write for you?
No, no, no. I got, just listen to what I'm saying, Godfrey, okay? No special. I got nothing, right? But look at the house that I have.
It's fucking dope.
So my point is this, right?
What's up?
I'm doing fine.
No, no.
This is what I'm saying, right? The road that I'm traveling, right, is with a lot of fruit. There's fruits on the trees, and there's a lot of wealth, and there's a lot of
you're doing
family
good.
And love, and
you're staying away from the fuck shit, huh?
What's the fuck shit?
Just, I mean, you said you're doing fine. You seem like what you're saying is you're avoiding the bullshit. You don't want to go through. Maybe you're not going through. You don't want to go. I don't know. It just sounds like you know our business is a mind fuck. So when you find like your path, it's awesome. You don't have to find other, when you can do well without fucking, you can find your own way. That's awesome.
I've always found my way, and I'm going to be calm now, all right? Now I want to be.
You know you don't want to be calm.
I know I don't want to be, but no. Do I want to be calm. In fact, this is the way I'm going to talk for the rest of the podcast.
I think you're lying.
No, yeah, yeah.
Right, he's gonna break.
So my dear black friend.
Yes.
May I say something to you?
Yes, you may.
The road that I'm traveling is full of fruit, right? And I bear the fruit. It's full of, you know what I mean, earthly energies.
Yeah.
And and it's I succumb to the wealth of my region. Okay. And just listen to what I'm saying.
We're listening.
Yeah, yeah. I understand what? That. Right. And I feel beloved, and I feel like I'm the right path to glory.
I'm
on the right path.
You stuttered on that.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, because when I get emotional, I stutter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if I was doing a TED Talk or whatever, right, it would right past the glory. I would say it like that, okay? So my point is this.
I dated a guy with a stutter.
Did you really?
Yeah, he couldn't say. I have like a couple L's in my name, and he had a hard time with L.
Well, a lot of, was he white?
No, he's Mexican.
Mexican? There's like I have a couple of white friends that don't say their L's. Like, I made fun of Marc Maron because he don't really say his L's that well.
What is
he'll be like, I really like it.
No, really?
Yeah, Tom Brokaw, newscaster. Yeah. Tom Brokaw doesn't say his L's. Like, my other friend, too, he's a black dude. He doesn't say his L's, and he doesn't really say his L's. It's like a weird, it's a little impediment.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
And it's not Japanese.
Let me ask you.
Because Japanese don't have L or R.
Godfrey, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Hey. Show. So I've been thinking about you in the last 48 hours.
Okay, coming to your house?
No. I feel glad that you're here.
I'm glad you answered my call. I didn't think he would.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. Because it's L.A.
What? Oh. You think I'm an L.A. guy?
Wow. No,
don't
New
be
York,
like that.
Man. You know,
don't,
I'm a New
don't
York
be
guy.
Like that. I was thinking about you, and I was like, because I know when you're on stage
yes.
that you kill more... Almost more than the next guy. Would you say, let me ask you that? Do you feel that? be honest. I want you to be fruitful.
Okay.
Fruitful, right? And bear the fruit.
Okay.
Right.
Pause,
and I want you to be completely honest with me.
No, I think I kill a lot harder than most people.
And you can
and a lot of people don't like to follow.
And
me.
You consistently do it.
Yes.
Right.
I consistently.
You're very consistent.
I can be. Yeah, I can honestly say the last time I bombed was probably when I first started comedy, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I watch you, I go, because you're good on your feet as well.
Yeah.
And you can do voices.
Yes.
You can do a little dance. You can dance a little bit.
One man in a world.
yeah, you could do that, right?
I can do little dances.
No, but you just something. You have an energy. Yeah, I don't know why you dance. He's saying that's how you dance.
You can do a little.
You're not doing a dance with Bobby Lee,
right?
Do the jellyfish.
Oh,
jellyfish. That's this shit, Bobby.
Yeah.
Jellyfish.
So, but now let me ask you, because
that's a jellyfish, though.
I know, but you're
Man of War. Fucking come on now.
Man of War is not one jellyfish.
But it's a bunch of them. I know.
It's a colony.
It's a colony.
You know what I hate about you?
You know everything.
You know fucking everything.
Test them on.
No, but he does.
I'm Nigerian.
No, let's talk about
Do you know how few people know about the Portuguese Man of War not being one but a colony of jellyfish?
Yeah. Fuck the jellyfish. Fuck them.
Fuck a jellyfish. Fuck that jellyfish.
What I'm saying to you is that now, do you think?
Yeah.
In your heart, do you feel like you should be bigger than you are?
Yes. But, and it's like, because people in the street, like, this is when I knew it was, like, getting crazy. I saw a dude in New York, and he was, like, not, he was like a panhandler, but he wasn't homeless, but he was a panhandler.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's about time you get bigger than what you are. I was like, God damn, even he knows? Yeah. He was literally like, I'm not trying to ask you for no money or nothing, man. I'm just saying you're so good. He said, but it's probably because you have integrity, and that's what I do have, and I'm not going to lose it. And it's like you don't do certain things that other cats would do.
Yeah.
Like when I see guys that are bigger than me, I go, well, I wouldn't have done the stuff they were doing. I want to do this. And sometimes you choose integrity over whatever the fuck. You know, there's a point, like you say, in your life, you're like happy. There's a point in my life where I don't go for everything. I go, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to do this. Mm-hmm. I cut the fat. Because, come on, we were all like, I'll do anything. Ha, ha, hoo, hoo. I was that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even get on I never even got on a, you got on a, what is it? A comedy show. Like you were on
Mad TV.
Yeah. I could never get on those. And I could do different characters. I never got chosen for them.
Crazy.
I never.
That's
everybody's crazy. Like, yeah, I never. People are like, how the fuck? I got rejected. SNL rejected me 3 times. I got a standing ovation in my first SNL. It was in New York.
Mm.
And that's when they chose Tracy Morgan, Jimmy Fallon, and all. And I got a standing ovation in my audition.
Wow.
And it when you
were getting that standing, in your head, you were probably going, I got this.
Because I'm coming from Chicago, coming to New York. And I was like, and you're thinking, all you're thinking is, I could be like Eddie Murphy. Like, I grew up watching Eddie Murphy on SNL.
Mm.
Like, what? You know what I mean? It's like, I could be that. And I did well. They said, we need 4 characters, 4 impersonations. Oh, my God. I was wah, 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 and boom. And I'm like, because you should be good in what you do.
Yeah.
You should be good.
Yeah.
Like, you on Mad TV, that's what's supposed to happen. Bobby's fucking funny.
Yeah.
He should be on that, you know? Ari Spears, yes, you know? And I didn't even make it to the second phase. I didn't even get a callback. Nothing.
Wow.
What
does that do to you on the inside?
It fucking killed me. Like, because I'm a young comic thinking, oh, my God, I'm an SNL and the pressure and I killed it. Yo, that killed me for a long time, Emery.
Yeah.
And then I had another tryout, right? It was weird. I was with Colin Quinn. I was at the NBC studios.
Yeah.
I was doing a table read for Adam Sandler. It was me, Casey Moore. And I had to play different characters. I had to play a Russian, a Nigerian. I did different, a Dominican. I did 5 different accents, blah, blah, blah. And then the lady, was Marcy Klein.
Mm.
Calvin Klein's daughter used to recruit people for SNL. Mm. And this blonde lady just comes at me like, who are you? Who are you? And I was like, and I was like, what the fuck? Did I do something wrong?
Right.
You know? She goes, I need to know your name. I've been watching you. You're incredible, blah, 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 whatever. Give me your information. Got her information. And then Colin Quinn's like, that's Marcy Klein. She never does that. She's a recruiter for SNL. I never got back to me. It didn't happen again. So it was just like constantly.
Because it's probably in that situation, there's one, you know, gatekeeper.
Yeah.
One gatekeeper. Yeah. And it's like whatever he feels.
Yeah.
He could have 15 people around him go, no, this is the guy. If he's not sold on it or he doesn't like it or whatever. You know what I mean?
But all I can be is myself.
You're right.
But I got other things. And I'm not going to sit up there and say, oh, you never got it. I got other things.
You did that airplane movie.
I just shot something with Snoop Dogg.
What was that airplane movie?
It's Soul Plane.
Soul Plane.
Love that movie.
But yeah, Soul Plane, the only reason why I did it was because Snoop was the first cast member, and I said, "Snoop is what is Snoop doing?" And my agents were like, "Oh, come on, Soul Plane is this is a ghetto ass movie? It's fucking ghetto." Yeah. I said, "Who's cast? Snoop Dogg?" I said, "Really? I'm reading to play his co-pilot." I said, "I'm going in. I want to fucking hang with Snoop."
Wasn't Sofia Vergara in that?
Yeah, Sofia Vergara, Terry Crews,
yeah,
Monique, Lonnie Love, Method Man. There was Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Was the main guy. D.L. Hughley, Tom Arnold. There was a bunch of people in there. And I go, I think I'm gonna go in for it because it's Snoop Dogg. I want to do something with Snoop Dogg so badly. And so I went in. I went into the audition room, and they were like, "So what are you gonna do?" And my buddy, who I knew was the casting director, a guy named Ulysses from New York City. And I was like, "I'm gonna do a Nigerian accent." They were like, "What?" I said, "Yeah, everybody's doing the ghetto. Yo, fuck that." I said, "Let Snoop Dogg be the ghetto dude, and I'll be the Nigerian guy, and we can clash and bump heads."
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got the part in the room.
Wow.
And everything I did in Soul Plane is all improv.
Wow.
I need to
follow the script. Give me a Nigerian accent.
For what? I can do it, it's very easy. So. Bobby Lee, you are very funny. I don't understand why you are not doing your hour.
Oh my God, I cannot.
Yeah, that's my father's. It's my father's accent.
Can I try?
Yeah. Okay, I want to say.
I want to learn. No, wait.
Listen.
Let me learn.
Let you learn because you're on a road for fruitfulness.
Yeah, I'm fruiting.
You're fruiting. Whoa, fruiting pause. Right now, pause.
Yeah.
Ready? Okay, here we go.
Well, give me one word for us.
All right, ready? How are you?
How are you?
Oh! Hey! Okay, ready?
How are you?
What is your name?
What is your name?
Hey, you almost sound a little like a
pet. What is your name?
Say, what is your name?
What is your name?
That's it. What is your name?
What is your name?
It got a little Asian at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
It got a little something else.
Try it again. Give me another one. Longer one.
Okay. Say.
Yeah.
Use your common sense.
Use your common sense.
Almost like Native American.
You're right.
I think you can do it better.
It's like you lose confidence at the end.
Give me one more shot, and then you get a shot.
Ready? I don't need a shot, but I can promise I'm better than you.
Try it.
Okay.
You
ready?
Go, try it.
You ready?
Use your common sense.
Hey! Follow the fruit, baby.
Follow me. Yeah.
Ready?
That's not how you say my name.
Where's this lisp coming from?
What? Nigerians don't have lisp?
No.
There's got to be one guy with a lisp.
No, someone's like, "Where are youth?" What are you doing here?
All right.
I have a speech impediment.
All right, so
let's
pass on that, right? I'm going to try a different, completely different accent.
Okay, let's.
You should also test his Korean.
Oh yeah, do you mind? 안녕하세요.
Yeah, yeah.
안녕하세요. 감사합니다.
This is, I guess.
둘서 비빔밥 with a bulgogi.
Wow.
Oma Hajima.
He knows everything.
Listen, Oma Hajima. You know how I know Oma Hajima? Yeah. My friend Hank, Korean kid.
Stop, mom.
You're right. Stop, mom.
Yeah, stop.
He was getting his ass whooped. Korean parents will fuck you up. This is Chicago.
Yeah.
My little league. I was playing little league. I'm like 10, 9, 10. His mom is fucking smacking him. He's going, "Oh my Hajima," and we're like, "Yo, Hank, what's the Hajima shit, man?"
Yeah.
He was like, "I'm saying, mom, stop. Oh my Hajima, oh my Hajima."
Yeah.
So I got that Korean. Okay,
no, but give me another accent.
Okay. What about like a Cuban, Dominican, or whatever?
You try.
Okay. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like the way you're coming at me.
I don't like that.
I don't like the way you're coming at me.
Or calling on me.
No, a lot of times, you know, my wife, she always, she need money. All the time, she need money. I love you.
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
Hey.
I can't believe it. You know, loco en la cabeza.
Yeah.
Loco en la cabeza. Say that. Loco en la cabeza.
Loco en la cabeza. What the fuck?
He goes
hold on.
He tries to do Robert De Niro. He goes a little Robert De Niro.
Shut the fuck up, man.
He has a disproportionately large tongue for how small his mouth is.
Thank you.
All right.
There we go.
Thank you.
It's like real thick and meaty.
Thick and meaty.
Can you look at what a really large tongue might mean?
I hear.
Yeah, look at that meat.
No, yours is like, but he has. Mouth is so small and your tongue is so like fat.
Okay, here you go. That means you should be able to do Donald Trump.
Oh, can you do Donald Trump?
Yeah,
go ahead.
you people are great. Who cares? Bobby Lee, you're amazing.
I can't do it.
Bobby Lee deserves, you deserve an hour.
You people are great. You people are great.
You people are great.
You people are great.
Come on, Bobby. Let's go, Bobby. You can do it, please. Come on, Bobby. Your mouth is just as small as mine. I don't understand. You're perfect. You can do it.
Come on. Damn it.
Bobby Lee.
Yeah, it's so funny because when I was on Mad TV, right, they would go, the writers were just like, we don't know. And then the producer would just give them the tapes. So they would like send me like.
What tapes?
Like Irish accent tapes.
Oh, really?
Right. And spent a whole weekend listening to it. And then I would go to the table read and they'd just be like, nah, this is not.
You just don't do.
I just can't really do anything really in that way.
I can't believe that.
He can't even do an Asian accent.
I can barely do an Asian accent.
His Korean accent's not good.
Yeah. So my point is that but here's the thing. All right, what I've always known about myself.
Wait, do you know Filipino accent?
Yeah. They always say, Capri, you're getting bigger. Every time I see you.
Every time I see you, you're
getting bigger. Very punny. Funny. You're funny. Yeah. Funny.
See,
I lived in a building in Chicago. It's called Uptown. It's the most integrated area because Chicago's the most segregated city in the country. So I lived, well, it was all immigrants. So it's like my next door neighbors were from Cambodia. Then down the hall was, Castillo's? That there, Filipino. And then there was African-American. Then there was Korean. Then there was Jewish. Then there's Polish, Russian, Yugoslavia when it was Yugoslavia. My friends were from everywhere. The only time I got culture shock is when I went to high school about 25 minutes away and it was all white. And I got called the N-word. And Filipino friend, Larry Buhay, was called, Man, I never heard that before, and they called him Nip and shit. I was like, what's a Nip?
Wow.
But it's from the Japan, Nippon. But I was like...
That's a great last name. Buhay means life.
Yeah, Buhay. Yeah, it's Larry Buhay. I remember because I was in honors classes, and I remember these kids were calling him. And I said, Larry, man, they're fucking making fun. He goes, dude, he wanted to be accepted by them. So badly, I was like, dude, they're calling us names, bro. We're in honors English class. And I'm like, dude, they're calling us fucking names. But we couldn't do anything because it was them against us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I grew up around a lot of immigrant kids. So that's where all this Vietnamese, especially Vietnam. And I know Vietnamese. They'd be like, I Vietnam. They're very proud. Vietnam. Yeah. You say, I Vietnam.
But back then, when you were around all these people, did you practice like these accents at home?
No, I could just, I have a good ear. My brother's the same way. Yeah, he could just go boom.
Like Caliendo, like I'm friends with Frank Caliendo.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank. And he could just listen to something and just do it to a T.
You're born like that.
It's a type of talent that I've always just, like, I wish I had.
It's like people who can just paint stuff, like can draw. It's just something in your brain that's just, I think, extra specialized. You know what I mean?
Extra specialized
brain.
That's
the truth. It's like people that can, there's people who can multiply without...
Hey, fuckface, you think that your brain is more extra
no,
special than my
No, certain areas of your dumb brain is specialized. Bobby, you have some parts of your brain that are specialized.
That's more special than yours as well?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I'm talking about areas of your brain. I didn't say your whole brain was fucked up.
I know, but my brain...
I said, I want on, Bobby!
There are parts of my brain that's very special.
Very special.
Which do you think those
especially when you do what? Your African accent.
Cerebral.
Ready?
Cerebral,
go ahead.
The cerebral cortex of my brain is very special.
Well, you have your right side is your spatial side. Your left side is your analytical side.
Which one's the analytical?
It's the left side. That's
not good.
The right one's good.
The right one is
spatial, more spatial.
I'm very spatial.
I'm a very spatial, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You seem analytical as well.
Kind of. Yeah, like my ex-girlfriend who was a math genius, supreme math genius.
I want to talk about something that he doesn't know, just so that...
Hold on.
Star Trek...
Well, he obviously knows about Star Trek.
Star Trek Next Generation.
Watch it. No, I like Star Trek, the original.
No, but let's...
Spock.
That's what...
We...
No. That's what... That's why we're going to talk about the Next Generation.
And Shatner was at my show in New York City.
See what he's doing?
You're
not doing this.
He looks amazing.
He does.
He's 90. Go ahead.
We're talking about the Next Generation.
Okay, the next... Well, there's a couple Next Generations.
No.
Was the one with LeVar Burton?
Yeah.
LeVar Burton.
What was his name?
First of all...
That's the only thing I know about.
First of all, what's really sad...
It's so sad.
Is LeVar Burton should be the fucking host of Jeopardy. LeVar Burton should be the host of Jeopardy.
That's true.
They use two white guys.
Oh, yeah. No, they changed it to the girl from Big Bang.
Oh, she's the host of Jeopardy?
Yeah. Then she's...
Blossom.
Yes, her.
Is it two people? Who is it?
So they, because there was a lot of, there was uproar. People were like, we don't like these two guys.
Yeah, they're whack. So now it's the girl.
Yeah, it's Mayim Bialik.
So she is the official.
And then another guy. So it's still two of them.
That's corny. No, first of all, that's corny. And it's like, LeVar Burton should have been the guy.
Yeah, but
it's perfect.
But when somebody's campaigning for himself, like if I'm a
LeVar was?
If I own Jeopardy, right?
Right.
And I have some cat going, I think I'd be perfect for it.
Wait, LeVar did that?
Yeah, he campaigned for himself. Like he
did?
Was, yeah, he was fighting for himself to do it.
Well, he should because he should be
But prepared. He's reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
First of all right. He played a slave. He was Kunta Kinte.
I knew it. Okay. I know his
They chopped
well.
His leg off. All right. And then wait. And then he was really? In Star Trek and he was blind. So they handicapped him a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did black dude gotta be blind on a spaceship? Even in the future
yeah,
was
yeah,
fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Like they made him blind.
I know.
He's done all the handicap shit. Yeah. Give him the and he's reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Great show.
But, I mean, fuck. Education. What I is, think he's perfect.
What is Reading Rainbow? Explain it to me.
Butterfly in the Sky.
Hey! You don't know Reading
Butterfly
Rainbow?
Butterfly in the Sky?
Hey, Gilbert Godfrey. Let's go.
It about... It's about
this is crazy!
It's about butterflies in the sky?
No, it's just there was a theme song.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, and Reading Rainbow.
It's an educational thing.
It's educational.
And a lot of people, a lot of illiteracy... Like kind of went downward because of that show. You got interested in reading books, which people don't really like to do a lot. Reading is it's a little tough sometimes because of attention span. But he should be. I think he was just a perfect. Maybe they weren't ready for a black dude to host Jeopardy because he got Steve Harvey on that Family Feud. That's what we got. Survey said. Right now, your ass. Don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's incredible.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
He's killing it on that.
Killing show. It. So they're like, there's a lot of black game show people. There's Wayne Brady with Let's Make a Deal. So I guess they don't go, well, let us have Jeopardy. It's almost like Tom Brady, a quarterback.
Mm. Oh, right. You think maybe that could be it?
I think it's I personally think it's either because he's black, I'm just being honest, or it's because. Well, we got like some African Americans here. Let's keep this one, you know.
Yeah.
What about an Asian host? What the fuck?
No. Yeah, wait, what do we got?
But in Asia, the best game shows are all Asian.
But all of them, they take them all from Asia and steal them and bring them here.
Japanese.
I think Japanese. Oh, yeah.
I can tell you right now, the first Asian game show host.
I think I know who.
I know who it's gonna be.
Ken.
He's right there. He is a host.
Yeah, Ken Jung will be like one of those.
I can see him doing that.
Yeah.
Steve Byrne. What about Steve?
He's a little too angry for me right now.
Steve is a little too angry. Irish part.
He's a little angry right now.
You got to see his dad. Okay.
I know his dad.
Steve used to hang with me a lot in New York. We have same birthday, July 21st. And I remember, this is how much of a best friend I was of that jackass. When I was in Prague, I went and got he's a big hockey fan. He's from Pittsburgh.
I know he is.
And I got Jaromír Jágr. I went to his bar in Prague, walked over there, and I went and got him a jersey of his favorite hockey player, Jaromír Jágr, and a hockey puck for that jackass. He looks like his dad, which is crazy. Looks like his father, who's Irish.
Who's the white guy, yeah.
It's so trippy. When I saw his father, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And Steve has that Irish anger in him. He has that.
He has
like, dude, I'm not angry.
Come on.
Godfrey, I'm not angry. Yeah. What are you talking about? Come on, dude. Never.
It's funny because Mark Maron, right?
Yeah.
Every time at the store, he sees me in the parking lot hashing it out with comedians.
All the time.
So Mark, like, I had to hash it out with Dean Del Rey. I had to hash it out with a thousand.
Dean?
Yeah, everyone has a problem with me.
Why?
People walk by and go, fuck you. And then I'll be, what did I do? And then we have to go to the fucking parking lot and we hash it out. But Mark is always, whenever I'm hashing it out, I always look and Mark is always... So Mark thinks I have a problem, which I do. I have a problem with a lot of people.
Why?
No, because I have this thing where it's like I'm not direct with you. So it's like I'll have a guy come up and go, hey, man, it's been a while since I've never done Tiger Belly. Time's ticking, right?
Yeah.
And I'll go, oh, shit. Oh, my bad. Right? And they'll be like, so what up? And I go, I'll pretend putting on the schedule right now.
He doesn't book anything.
Right. What do you, 3 weeks? Okay, 3 weeks. This date?
And you're lying.
Just listen. Yeah, in my head, I know it's not ever going to happen.
Crazy.
I know it's never going to happen, right? And I'll give him, hey, buddy, keep it up, right? Killing it, right? And they're, all right, it's 3 weeks. I'm like, 3 weeks, right? That kind of thing. And then like 3 years will go by. Right?
Oh my God.
And they'll be, you know what I mean? Fuck you. You're right. Like this, right? And I'm going to be like, let's have a talk. Right? And then we have a talk.
Mark Maron, yeah.
Yeah, and then Mark Maron's over there. Yeah, but I'm like that guy.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't want to be.
But you...
I don't want to be.
He just has trouble saying no.
Yeah, I don't want to say no. Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm beginning to do it.
You're better at it.
I think I'm getting better at it.
No to someone who just comes up to you and say, I want to do your podcast.
Not only
this. That's a tough one. Mm. You just go like this. Can I do your podcast? No.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
especially in this business. It's sad because our business is so phony. Mm. It's not you being phony. We've been trained to do that because you never know who you're saying no to. You know, the next minute, oh, shit. I auditioned for this sitcom, and it was that guy's. He was the director. You know, we're always afraid of what if this person is this. It's fucked up. You should.
Yeah.
And we're not honest
but
enough.
Also, when I'm saying no, it's not as if I don't know. I mean, sometimes I really do think it's going to happen. Say right. When somebody goes, I go 3 weeks, and I want to make it happen, right? It's either number one, I forget, right?
You got to find a new way. You
yeah.
Say
or yeah. So
well, come up with it now. What's the nice way of saying
you need to have to, hey, you should right, say, so, message my blah, blah, blah.
He usually does that with me.
You, and they'll see right, if they, you
let's,
fit.
Let's do a role play. You're okay. Some guy. Come right. Up to me.
Yo, Bobby. Yo, I love your podcast.
Hey,
man.
Natron, what's up?
Natron. Wow. Okay.
All right. So, no, Jim, let's do it again.
Okay,
no,
ready? Natron.
Get angry.
Damn.
He's my old friend. Don't
get Natron. I love that. Hong Soo, listen.
I don't want to be
Hong Soo. I bet you that's your real fucking name. Shut up.
I don't want to be Hong Soo.
Koreans always changing their fucking name.
Yeah, yeah. So
to Park or something.
Start, start again.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yo, Bobby.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Can I get a better name? Let's do it again.
Wait.
Jimmy Natron. Let's get rid of that. Okay. Ready? Jimmy Natron.
All right, go ahead.
Jimmy Natron or Neutron?
Go ahead.
All right, ready? Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Vlad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vlad. Okay, I'll take Vlad.
Yeah.
Yo, so, man, I heard your podcast is fire, man, and everyone likes it. I really,
thanks a lot, man.
I would love to be on it sometime, I don't know. I'm sure it's you have a busy schedule.
You're not big enough.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, you're not big enough.
So you got to be a certain level.
Level.
Okay, that's cool. Thanks.
But hey.
Fucker.
See, that's what I'm saying. That doesn't sound right.
No, I'm just
right.
kidding. It you're not big enough.
Right.
Okay,
it doesn't
like this.
Sound right.
You, no, it, you can't. There's no way to reject.
Switch it. Switch it. Give him the opportunity. Ask him on his podcast.
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
Hey.
Jimmy.
Hong Soo. No, what's up, Bob? What's up, Bobby?
What's
Robert?
Up? What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, so, oh, God.
What's up?
I was on YouTube, and I was, you know how something suggests things for me?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, Godfrey podcast. You're getting a million views of fucking.
Yeah, man, it's cool.
Yeah, man, it's like, hey, dude, it's like, I need help, man. You think I can?
I don't know if you, my, it would be right for you. My podcast it has a certain demographic. I don't know if you would be like, it has a certain demographic.
Really? Because you just had, you had Kevin Shea on, Dr. Ken.
Yeah, his style is a little different than
yeah,
you.
And you had.
Yeah.
Oh, their styles are
different? Yeah, it's a little different, man. I don't know. Yeah. It's not. It does, I don't know if it. Yours fit. You know what I mean? I don't want you to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
He's like Kevin Shea felt comfortable. It was comfortable, man. You know what I mean? Kevin Shea is like old jazz dude.
Oh.
Shea has a little like. Hey.
Yeah.
He looks like he hung around a lot of guys like myself and
right.
You. I don't know.
And I'm more like new age music.
Sort of like Yanni type shit.
Yeah.
Yanni. You got the Yanni hair.
I'm more Yanni.
Yeah, that's not my demographic.
Oh, okay.
You know, but we'll think about it though. Maybe. I'm not sure you'll be comfortable with that.
Yeah, just okay. Well,
all right then. Peace.
No, I'm gonna.
I'm out.
No, when I
booyah.
That feels way worse.
Does
because
that
I know you're lying. If I know you have had certain guys on your show, that I know that
you know what you just have to. Yeah, it's fucked up.
You just gotta go. Lying.
Yeah, I think that's possible, and then just walk off because you can't see. There's no way. It's like trying to tell somebody they're fat. It's just no, there's no, just no good way.
I think my way is the better. Just say yes.
No,
yeah.
I think my way is better.
Just say yeah and hope you don't see them.
Yeah. I think that's
Bobby be like
I'm
this.
I'm going to stay with that.
Are they over there?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I said yeah to them 3 weeks ago.
Because I love having, because, you know, in the parking lot at the Comedy Store, I've been beat up.
Yeah. Have you?
I've been literally beat up.
Who?
Ari.
Ari.
Ari Shaffir beat you up?
Three times.
Shit on his car too, I think.
Shit on my car.
Wait, he doo-dooed on your car?
Yeah, yeah. He doo-dooed on my car.
Defecation.
Yeah.
Well, on your car.
He put poo in the handle. He put poo in the handle.
And then when I got in the car, I had poo all over my fingers. I had a little speck of poo on the window.
I know Ari's crazy.
So then I put the fucking windshield wipers, but he put three poos on the windshield things, and it smeared all over the fucking
front. I bet if I ask him, he'd go like this. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I fucking did. I fucking hate him.
He did it, yeah.
I did it.
He did it.
What the fuck? But, that's Ari.
Yeah, so I've had... Yeah.
No, he's being a fucking dick. I can see him. I can see Ari. Ari, you know, he lives in New York and L.A.
I know.
I'm the reason why he moved, because he said, I don't know, what should I do? Should I move here? And people say, I'll get better. I go, yeah, you will. It's more stage time here.
Yeah,
he goes, yeah. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Come remove.
Yeah. That's so him.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to remove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you friends with the young cats in there? How about Chris D? You friends with them?
Chris DiStefano?
Yeah.
Of course. Fucking love Chris.
Love him.
That Chris is so fucking funny. Because we always do the Italian, hey, fuck Chris, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? Hey, are you kidding me right now?
We do that. Yeah.
He's one joke. Oh, my God. I keep making him say
it. What about Mark Norman? You friends with him?
Oh, hey, pick it up. Mark's my man. Mark fucks with me, too. He watches my stuff. I love Mark Norman.
What about little Andy?
Andy
Schultz.
And, of course, Andy's the rebel, man. Andy really changed the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Andy. Andrew
He's here
Schultz.
This weekend. He said to come hang out. Maybe I will. I don't know.
Andrew's my man. Andrew Schultz is great.
Andrew Schultz is
great. All the guys, all the good guys, all the dudes I fuck with are, yeah, Andrew Schultz.
Because I want to say this. You know, when it comes to comedy, you know, because I'm still in the mix of it.
Yeah, you've been doing it.
You know, and I have my thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but I have to say, dude, the New York scene right now, in terms of just comedy, you guys have some hard hitters, I think.
Yeah.
You guys over.
Del Rey's down there.
Who is?
Del Rey, the other guy that does the jam, that music comedy show.
Yeah, yeah. Josh Myers.
Josh
Adam moved.
He moved down to New York.
He moved. He used to be our neighbor.
Yeah, he moved to New York. Del Rey's been in New York. I just did shows with him last week. There's a lot of.
I'm in New York Sunday. You have a girlfriend now?
I date out. I have.
Yeah, what is what with you? It's like
I've been single for 4 or 5 years.
I know, but when I hear about Godfrey, you know what I mean, on the streets.
On the streets.
On the LA streets.
On the sidewalks.
I never hear like, oh, Godfrey's dating this person, or he's engaged, or he's got a girlfriend. I mean.
But you said your ex was a math genius.
Oh, man. Shit. Yeah. She's a math genius, Rutgers University. Rutgers Business School, top of her class.
Wow.
She traded for Deutsche Bank, and then she worked for Barclay, and then private equity. Then she stopped, and she's creating her own business. We're still, like, best friends, but she's math genius. Like, literally, it's like she uses applied calculus now in what she does.
Shit.
So she's, like, really, it's disgusting. Like, she's that smart. She reads 2 books a day. That kind of thing. Yeah. Wow. That's why.
So you're, I could see.
Black chick,
I can
dope,
see. I can
fucking
see. I
fresh.
I can see it.
But you know, to talk to someone that intelligent, it's great because I'm not that stupid.
No, you're a real smart guy.
But math, it's like, damn, what?
You know, I have to say,
I wasn't that great at math.
You're the brightest guy I think I've ever met, maybe.
What?
Maybe in this podcast, even.
In this podcast, I think.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
We've got some bright guys, yeah.
No, of course you got bright guys. A lot of bright people.
But it's just also in terms of...
Well, the Portuguese Manowar really got me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The colony.
Damn it, go...
When your intelligence...
Fuck with David Attenborough, dude.
When your intelligence seeps into marine life, that's really impressive for me.
It's like, it's David Attenborough, planet Earth. I've been listening to David Attenborough since sophomore year in high school. I was watching Attenborough. We were in for biology, so that's old school for me.
Yeah,
I think if he were to ever pass, that would destroy me.
He's 97.
That voice has been in my head.
He's about 90. Attenborough's about, what is he now? Look it up, man. Let's look it up.
But who could?
And that's Richard Attenborough's brother.
But if he dies, who could replace him?
There's another British, old British dude.
No, why does it have to be? Why can't it be young? Like,
but
Cumberbatch can.
That's Attenborough.
95.
He's 95.
Yeah, he's still energetic and
Benedict
did a couple.
Yeah,
of those.
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch does like a lot of voiceovers too.
I like Ewan McGregor's voice.
Yeah, but anybody British, it's always good when they fucking narrate because it makes it legit.
But I would mix it up. You know who I would hire?
An American?
Theo Vaughn.
That penguin.
I think Steve Harvey should be. Is that a penguin?
Yeah.
I don't want no damn penguin. I don't know how the hell
They stay in the cold because they're cold as hell there. That's a penguin. That there is a turkey.
Sylvester.
Birds. Number one bird.
That's,
yeah.
That's what he looks like?
Yeah. David Attenborough.
I never knew what he looked like.
As you can see, the goat. And yeah, he's fucking fantastic. Aww. I remember he did an episode with bats, and he was hanging upside down with the bats. he's crazy.
No.
He's like this. As you can see, I'm upside down.
No. Like, blood down his nose. Real?
There were it was in a cave with the bats, and below was all the fecal matter. Okay. Down was of the bats shitting.
Yeah,
it was crazy. He's nuts, dude. Are you gonna try to find it?
No, we saw. Remember when we swam in that bat cave or that cave?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we saw on the rocks? Fecal matter?
Might have been fecal matter.
Or was it bugs?
No. So here's what's gross about caves. It's very pretty in the water when you dive them.
We were down there, yeah.
But the bat shit and the roaches eat them. So anytime you grab onto a rock while you're swimming, if you look at your hand,
yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
I told you.
He's just hanging.
I told you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, this is
he
lovely.
He doesn't give a fuck.
All the blood rushing to my head. Welcome to Planet Earth.
So the rocks had cockroaches on it eating it.
Yeah, but that's just, what is that, symbiotic almost. It's like just the way nature works. Boom.
Oh, I like that.
There's mutualism.
Commensalism.
Yeah, just commensalism. There's different relationships that animals have. You know,
parasitic.
Parasitic is one benefits, not the other one.
I want to talk too.
Yeah, I want to talk too. Go ahead. I love his little finger.
Good grade question.
What?
A meat eater is a
carnivore.
Okay, and then a plant eater is a
vegetator.
I like
and that's
that.
The Pokemon. Vegetator.
Herbivore. What about one?
Herbivore.
What about one that eats both?
Omni.
No, kind of veggie.
Kind of a whore. Well, Omni is everybody.
Wait, herbivore is vegetarian?
Yeah, and then omnivore.
Yeah.
Omni is everybody.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Omnipresent. Omni.
But I feel like if you're an animal in Africa, though, I'd rather be herba. Because herba, right, you don't have to fucking, you know what I mean, constantly chase and you know, you see some of those wildlife and there's always like, you know, one animal, you know, like a honey badger, he's just been walking around for days.
But honey badgers are badass.
I know, but sometimes they walk around for days, they're like, where is the food, right? Whereas giraffes is like, it's around, you know,
it's right there, the trees.
Yeah,
but you're just designed, everyone's designed differently. Mm-hmm.
How do they get protein, giraffes, from those little leaves?
That's what they do, man. But the good thing about the giraffe, doesn't sit up there and hate on the lion for eating meat like these fucking vegetarians do. You eating meat?
Wow.
The lion's like, boom, this is as great organic as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Untouched, man.
I never thought about that.
Exactly. The giraffe doesn't go, yo, you need to get with, fuck that. They mind their fucking business, like you vegetarians and vegans need to do. Mind your fucking business. Sorry. Vegetarianism is fine. As long as the food is good. I'll eat anything. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But don't go, did you see the documentary? Yeah, I saw it. Everybody saw a documentary. Like, all of a sudden they're experts. How about impossible meat? How nasty is that shit?
I like it.
I don't eat that shit.
I like the Beyond sausage.
First of all, you're talking about meat having all this stuff pumped in it. What do you think that shit has?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Thank you.
Factory.
What do you mean?
And then when I see a
What do you mean?
No. They'll say, look at all the drugs and all the shit they put in like regularly. I say, I get that. First of all, I spend money on real organic shit. I spend money on real shit, you know, because I look for it. And my ex-girlfriend, who's fantastic at digging out dope shit, she'll be like, let's buy this kind of meat. And I go, cool. You know, and but that stuff that you're eating, the fake meat, you have to pump it with a lot of shit to make it taste like meat. You should just eat fucking meat and quit being cheap.
Oh, there's probably like,
there's a lot of carcinogens,
I'm sure. Well, no matter
what,
it's processed. Chemicals, it has to be processed. Right.
First of all, when I see a chunky vegetarian, I go, what's going on here?
I like.
Why are you chunky?
How about Beyond Burger?
I don't, fuck that. I'll just take the burger. I'm not going Beyond.
Also, though, too much tofu and a lot of soy products give you bitch tits.
Estrogen. I don't want it.
Dino.
It does give you bitch tits.
So that's why I don't fuck with soy milk. None of that. It gets you bitch tits, man. I don't want no bitch tits. I want to get some bitch tits naturally.
Godfrey, how old are you now?
75.
No, how old are you, really? Are we the same age?
Probably.
Because next month, I'm 50.
I'm 50. I beat you.
You're already 50?
Oh,
but we're the same age, though, right? You're still 50?
Yeah.
So we're the same age. 1970, you were born?
Yep.
Wow. How, you don't look 50 at
you're
all.
You're the first person who looks younger than him. Exactly. He's the same age. You've always looked younger than people your
yeah,
age.
Yeah,
yeah. He looks younger than you.
Yeah.
No, Asians,
he absolutely looks younger than you. I promise.
Sorry, Bobby. But you look good. No, you look. You don't look 50. So
no, no, he.
You don't look 50.
No, fuck you, man.
What are you talking about? I'm complimenting you.
Honestly, do you think you look younger than me?
Yes.
I think so.
I think you look young, though.
That's fucking impossible.
It's not impossible.
Yeah, it's not. I do.
What? So people think you're what 30?
Uh huh. Why do you think? I mean, girls that 20 something always like want
fuck
me
with
to
it?
Take,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So why do you think that is?
I think it's just, I don't know. Well,
black don't crack first.
Yeah, black really doesn't crack, babe.
When you have melanin, it's very good.
Yeah.
See, these people that are saying melanin is bad, that's some sucker shit. It's really great.
Yeah, but like Ian Edwards is our age, right?
Yes.
Right. Ian he looks crickety.
He's like,
is that
holy
the race?
Holy shit.
Is that race?
Like,
well, it's like, I'm freezing
was
shape.
On Bobby Lee's podcast. Shit. Bobby Lee got a lot of fucking nerve. Oh, fuck.
And that's him angry. That's him upset.
Bobby Lee looks like an old Asian woman.
Yeah. But there's something crickety about him, right?
he's a vegan.
Vegan.
Yeah, but there's something about, just very, like, the way he walks is very crickety.
Is that how he walks?
Yeah, but you...
But everybody walks like that. Every time you rotate a walk, it's the same
walk. No, but you flow. You know what I'm saying?
I flow.
The way you walk is it's more of a...
Why is it always jelly?
Like a jelly walk.
Is that how I walk? Yeah. Hey, what's going on? I flow.
So when you go to... You doing the Punchline or Cobbs?
I'm doing Cobbs Comedy Club. You guys, is this playing today? Is this going to be?
No, next week.
Damn. Well, I'll be in Huntsville.
Comes out next
week? What date is this?
When does this podcast come out?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday is what date is that the next
that
Wednesday?
That is going to be
25th.
Well, the 26th through the 29th, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. Ooh. At Stand Up Live. That's my first time in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow.
Stand Up Live, and then September 3rd through the 5th, I'm at the Philly Punchline, which is awesome. Philadelphia Punchline. Go ahead, Live Nation. Philadelphia Punchline, September 3rd through the 5th. Kick ass. And September 9th through the 11th is Sacramento Punchline.
You like Punchline. That one?
Yeah, it's an awesome room. It's a weird one to fill because it's a weird demographic.
It's also a weird place. There's a mattress store.
A mattress store, the mattress shit, and then... And then they finally got a better sign because it's in trees.
You wouldn't even know it was there if you didn't know.
It's fucked up. It's pretty fucked up where it's... But that room is awesome.
And the hotel is right across the street.
It's right across the street.
Residence Inn?
Residence Inn.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a very... Do you remember
they had the upstairs downstairs thing?
Right. There used to be those movie theater domes. They look like big ass eggshells.
Oh, right.
But they knocked it down. It's a beautiful theater now. It used to be very strange over there.
But it feels like the road when you're there.
It's so weird over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, there's a Walgreens where there's heroin addicts. You can't even get gum because there's a heroin addict going, hey, man. I'm just coming here for fucking gum, man.
Do you ever play Bart Reed's comic strip in El Paso?
No. What the fuck is that? No, Bart Reed's?
Bart Reed's comic strip.
Is it nice?
It's right across the street from Juarez. It's one of my favorite rooms. You got to play it.
Is it really awesome?
It's weird because it's like, at the second show on a Friday, it's when the Hispanic vampires come out. No, but they have the eyeliner.
Oh,
and
the Hispanic vampires.
They have the eyeliner and there's a dragon or something on their shirt, right? And they have black fingernail.
Oh, it's like
they come out with big fan. What?
It's Cholo like goth. It's yeah, like, Joel, it's like Cholo goth.
Like the guy prayers.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Oh, they have the goth.
Yeah, I don't hug them, but I used to do
Mexican comedy night on Mondays at the Laugh Factory with Joey Medina.
I love him.
Right? And I used to do Benny Menas too.
Oh.
I used to do all the Mexican shit. I did the Korean one with PK.
Oh, that's right.
And then he didn't have enough Korean comics, so he'd add other guys on. he's like, Godfrey, man, I need you to come through.
Did you ever live here?
Yeah, 7 years, man. I was on Wilshire and Plymouth, man.
For 7 years lived here.
Back and forth. I was back and forth.
All right.
And I was like, fuck it. What am I doing?
You can do everything in New York.
It doesn't matter now. You can live in Mississippi and Zoom. And the pandemic really changed the game.
Yeah.
Now people are like, nah, let's keep it like this.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool when you can audition and not have to actually go find a casting office. Kind of nice. You can just put it up.
Dude, last night I put one in. I just emailed it.
Oh, it's sweet.
I didn't have to fucking find parking. Go to a gate. Sometimes it's a gate.
Oh, it's a gate.
We don't have you on the. We don't have you on the.
Security's like this. Good luck.
All right. Yeah. And then when you're walking, you see other actors.
Everybody, yes.
Right? And I've seen actors tear up their sides.
Yeah. And you got to walk on Radford.
Yeah.
And then you got to see other people with shows with their fucking posters. Like, you're like, you're walking past in some bungalow with some casting ready. I don't give a fuck. It's like this. Hey, what's up? Okay, you ready? All right, let's go.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you might want to pay attention, huh?
Oh.
And then some other actor comes in, what's up, bro, man? Oh, man, how you been? You're like, fuck. I'm so happy to not have to experience that.
Yeah.
I like that it's almost an even playing field. Whoever has the best fucking living room is going to get this. how about that, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that I can audition by myself. Do it over and over. And whoever, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. I don't feel bad. I was in a room with 18 dudes that look like me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit. And then you got to play like, yo, what's up? Yo, what's good? All right. Let me sign here. What do I sign? You know what? You're just like, this motherfucker.
Then you're looking on the list going,
oh, no, Bobby Lee was here. Good.
All right.
I'm reading for this.
And then also I hit time.
Oh.
You know what I always time. Ditto.
Yeah.
Whatever the time was before me, I don't give a fuck.
Why do you need to know what time I was?
Oh my god! Yeah. Initial. Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. Well, I hate open ethnicities. I go, oh, it's going white.
All right.
Because they go, well, we tried everyone.
Yeah.
We did our best, but we had to go with open ethnicities. Let's say black, 6 feet black. Yeah, I got a chance, man.
Yeah.
But that's. But they used to do that with descriptions. They used to always make and I'm not even bullshitting you. They used to always make the white characters beautiful, even if they were old. 60s, but yet handsome still. And still 90s, but very handsome for a 90-year-old.
Yeah.
Very oldly, elderly handsome.
Yeah.
And if it was a black or Asian, it'd be like brash. Very witty. It was never like good looking.
Yeah.
Very rarely. Very rarely. They used to do this shit all the time. And finally they'll go, black, handsome, African American. It used to never be that.
Yeah.
It was like no sexuality, no nothing. White guy was like, amazing, sexually attractive, his pheromones reeking off his body.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like you literally saw that shit. It was fucked up. Like,
well, when I was on Splitting Up Together, I had a scene where I was laying next to Lindsay, my wife, and she's a pretty, half Asian woman.
Yeah.
And we were laying there, and I was too close, and they're like, "Hey, too close."
What?
Yeah, and they separate us a little bit. You know what I mean?
Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm like, "That's my wife. What the fuck?"
That's why when a Crazy Rich Asians, I went to see it to support Ronnie Chang because that's my dude.
Yeah.
I fucking love Ronnie Chang.
I love
Ronnie. Guffrey, listen. Listen, I want you to go to Australia. I told the guys I want you to go to Australia, but I they asked me, will Guffrey come to Australia? I go, yeah, but I don't think he's gonna do it because you're gonna bullshit. You're not gonna go. You're not gonna go.
Is Ronnie Australian?
Yeah,
he's Malay.
Malaysian.
He's Malay.
Has a show in Australia?
Right? That's right. Yeah, he just does a lot of shows out there.
Oh.
And he goes because I fuck with Ronnie hard. He's gonna say, Guffrey, I want you to go. You're one of my favorite. I want you to go to Australia. They'll fucking love you, man. I fucking love you. I love his anger.
He's a nice guy.
He's so nice.
When I was at Montreal, I never met him before.
Yeah.
And the last Montreal, and I, he went into an elevator, and I was just kind of in the hallway.
Yeah.
And he saw me. He came out of while the doors were closing, just to meet me.
That's so cool.
What a nice guy.
He's really that nice. When I went to see it because of him, and I wanted to see it, and I was just like. Yeah, they were like, the movie was so good. It's just a regular movie. It was just Asians being normal. There were no subtitles.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, Asians come with subtitles.
Yeah.
And it's serious. He's like, don't tell me what I am.
It's a comedy. Don't
tell me what I am. Don't tell me what I am. Don't tell me what I am. Don't tell me what I am. It's fucking enough already.
Yeah.
Asians fuck. We do fuck. They look good.
We look good.
They have good looking men. They fuck. They're the most on the planet. They're fucking the most. Stop. Even Richard Pryor said that. There's a lot of Chinese motherfuckers out there, Jack. Yeah, Chinese people fuck quick. Chick-fil-A. Right? That was in the 70s.
Yeah.
He said, but it's like Asians are everywhere. They're fucking guys.
Yeah.
They know how to dress. They look good. That movie was just a regular fucking movie. But it was like, but you don't see them in that. Because they had the dude, the lead guy. Good looking
Henry
dude.
Golden, Henry Golden.
They had him in a shirt. His shirt was off. He was, I said, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What it's because it's
God,
the powers
changing. Honestly, if you and I got cast in like a David Fincher movie, like a big movie, right?
I would love. We need. We'd be right, dope
and we were lovers in it.
Wait, whoa. The
irony.
No, just listen.
Pause.
Just listen to what I'm saying.
Fast forward.
Pause. Go ahead.
Just listen to what I'm saying, right. Dude. Right.
All right, Bobby.
And
pause. Go ahead.
Fincher's like, yo.
High artistic integrity.
Yeah, he goes. We just gotta make it real. You know what I mean? Okay. We gotta make it real, right? Because this is wide, right? So we can't put the body double. So you guys.
Nah, I need a body double, man.
No. Just listen to what I'm saying.
A lot of Oscar chatter.
So you and I have to be completely naked.
Black and yellow.
And we have to be making out on a bed. Would you do it?
No.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I think you would.
No.
Why?
No.
It's acting.
No, it's not.
He'll try to actually fuck you.
You try to stick your shit.
I would stick my dick inside you.
Grab my pubic hair. No. Grab it. It's coarse.
These are close-ups, man. What are you talking about?
Wouldn't do it.
Nah. And it's not homophobia, by the way, guys. So I don't want anybody going, you know, a lot of times some of my gay friends like to throw out homophobia. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell them, I go, sometimes you say homophobia and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you just throw it out there because you guys have this power of complaining. Yeah. And I go, no. and I have this bit that I do, and I do it in front of my gay friend. I go, yo, the gays now, you guys aren't as cool as our gays. Our gays were better than your gays.
Yeah.
Because our gays, we had Elton John, Queen, we had all the... Yeah. And you guys don't even make music. You bitch, but you don't make music.
That's Briar.
You complain and don't make any music. You have no songs. We have Elton John's anthology. We have Queen. We got the coldest shit. We even have YMCA. We had an Indian, a construction worker. You guys bitch about everything. Then... You fuck with the pronouns, but you got no music.
Right.
You call me he, they. Where's the song about that?
Wow.
Where's the song?
Yeah.
You got no beats, no tracks, no nothing.
Yeah.
But you bitch about shit.
I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah. So that's my way of, and I'm not homophobic. Yeah. I grew up in Boys Town in Chicago. Gays were always around me. You know, it was immigrants, gay, it was all that. I support some of my, the friends that are performers, I support trans, I know them all. I don't like bullying in any kind of way, but I don't do gay scenes.
Yeah.
I don't do them. That's just me. I don't feel comfortable doing it.
Sweetie, that's a good point because there are a lot of women who don't do scenes all.
Right.
Nude scenes.
Nude scenes are with another woman. Yeah. They just don't do
it. I promise you this.
What?
Okay.
I would go into his dressing room.
Whose?
Godfrey's.
Okay.
Of course.
And I would have tears in my eyes.
Why?
Because it's like, we could have won an Oscar.
No, that's all right.
No, just listen.
I'm good.
Bro, I'm good.
I'm going to get an NAACP award. I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with the black Godfrey, shit. Godfrey. Or an Alma award.
Godfrey, but dog, we're not gay.
I know.
We'll just be acting and shit.
No. I'm not that good of an actor.
All right.
I'll stick with action films. All right. Like that.
I get crickety Ian Edwards in it then.
So would you do one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. But you're comfortable like
that. No, it's when Bert Kreischer did The Cabin and he got completely naked, laid on the rug. Mm-hmm. I have no grip.
I'm right next to him.
And if on that rug, Bert goes, it'd be funny if you kissed me right now. And we do it.
But white dudes do that, though. Even in football, when I was on a football team, they pull your underwear up your ass and twist your nipples.
Yeah.
They always prepared themselves.
Yeah.
They'd be like this, yo, nipple twister. Oh. It's always like, yo, you don't know about the bag sacker? What's that? They pull your sack.
I put it in my mouth.
Oh, come on. Scrotum scratch. Come on, bro. What's that?
Yeah.
It's always something that has to do with your genitalia or your,
well, when I was
your
on
body
the
fluids.
When I was on the road with Paulie, we would be in the tour bus.
Hey, buddy.
And I would wake up in the, he had the main cabin in the back. Yeah. But we had these side, right? And I would wake up and his penis would be on my forehead.
No
like
way.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
He'd be like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't mean to, I was naked.
If somebody,
forehead, I'm sorry, bro.
If somebody did that to you, what would you do?
have a motherfucker.
He's sleeping.
Probably try to hit him in the face.
No, you wouldn't.
Punch him. Yeah.
You're opening.
Put a dick on my forehead. I would try to punch you.
You
in
wouldn't
the mouth.
React to someone just a dick on your forehead.
Yeah, a dick on your forehead. A girl would smack the shit out of you.
This is what happened to
a dick
me.
On her forehead.
I woke up and I looked like this, and I went and went right back to sleep.
Oh, it's comforting.
Dick
for
on your.
You.
Oh, it was comforting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you try to like flick it off?
No, I didn't. I just left it there.
So a dick, just a dick on your forehead.
Makes you fall asleep.
Did it fuck your dreams
end,
up?
At the end, we have this thing called unhelpful advice, Godfrey.
Yes.
We could go on for 5 hours, by the way.
I know. Am I invited back?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Don't be phony. Okay, when do you bring people back? Because I know you have to give it some time. When do you bring people back to your podcast?
Okay,
because you got to rotate them where it's not like too much, right?
But if you've been on once, you can come
It's much
on
easier.
Because that's
I think once you get in one time, it's much easier, right? But it's like.
Sometimes you might like not that. Oh, I didn't like that episode. They ain't coming back. You know, it could be that sometimes.
But I know that this is not going to be one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell when it's one of those.
I don't have a problem saying no, so you can ask me.
Am I coming back?
Yes. 1,000%.
Yeah, 1,000%. Of course, dude.
I mean, you're one of my favorite people,
no,
man.
No, you and I have a certain thing.
Let me tell you what you did one time, and I talked about this shit.
Okay.
We left. I said, one time we were at what's that? Is it Universal? Or that we were just in that area. It was that where all the, you know, in Universal, you're walking around. Mm.
The City Walk?
City Walk, right?
City Walk.
Yeah.
And is there a club over there?
Yeah, the John Lovitz Club.
We were at John Lovitz Club.
Yeah.
And you were hugging me. You're like, give me. And yeah. Then you said, Godfrey, watch this. And you started running. And you said, am I getting smaller? Am I getting smaller?
Oh, my God. Smaller?
And you kept going like this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was the funniest shit.
Yeah.
And he ran with his pants. He's just like running.
Yeah.
And he's like, am I smaller?
Yeah.
He just kept going farther away. Like, am I smaller?
Towards the AMC.
I was dying.
Yeah, I do stuff like that.
Yeah. That was
back
so
then.
Funny.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that was like our relationship. Well, that Hawaiian thing must have been 20 years ago.
You were trying to learn how to surf, and I did too.
Yeah.
And your back was red.
Yeah, I remember
I was
that.
There. I had gone to Honolulu like 3 times with John. He was working with the Laugh Factory.
That's
and
right.
And he had the Laugh Factory Hawaii, but it's hard to advertise.
I love John. That's right. It was John.
And he went to Obama's high school because he took
that's
me
right.
on
it
a
was,
tour. To Punahou.
It was the Laugh Factory that we were there for.
Yeah, it was the Laugh right. Factory, and it was in that little hotel.
You know what? You would think that that would be a no-brainer.
Yes, I know.
That would stay there forever.
They didn't let them advertise because it's against the laws to have signs protruding. It's a Hawaiian what? Thing. It's weird, yeah. I was like, what?
I
that's
mean,
weird.
If somebody opened up, because I've been going there
but
like-
don't they have that Blue Note place?
That's, yeah, but that's jazz club. It's a jazz club.
Oh, it's not just a
it's not comedy.
Club.
But
it's weird.
If we opened up a club,
right, yeah,
it was- just a like 200 seats.
Yeah.
A small club.
That would be
right?
sweet.
I feel like that would last forever.
Forever.
So many people.
Yeah. That need it. They
that we
need
get
it
a there. Deal with a club. Even like, yeah. I feel like I could even that. Get heavyweights like Coy, like Joe Coy to just do a weekend for me.
Yeah, but he does a whole arena. In
no, he it doesn't matter. He would do a weekend
he would,
for me.
I think he would do that.
He would do a weekend for me.
He would do that.
You know what I mean? I could get so many people to
and it's Hawaii, and that's his demographic. Are you fucking? That's your.
You want to open up a Tiger Belly comedy club there?
Yeah. Tiger Belly would be fire.
200 seats?
Ask Phil.
Like 150 seats.
That's perfect.
The Tiger perfect. Belly comedy club would be fire as fuck.
Oh, but the stress, though.
Oh no, there's
the cancellations and it's like.
Look at
the
how he already.
Oh, the resentments. You know what I mean?
Hey, can I do your club?
Yeah, three weeks.
Yeah,
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
But no, that wouldn't be on you. You'd be like, talk to my booker. Talk to the booker. That's where you don't have to have anything to do with that.
Right. Well, that's what I've been giving George people's numbers.
Yeah.
Have people contacted you?
Oh, yeah. Don't reveal that.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, I'm doing Bobby Lee's joint. They were like, yo, that's dope. I said, I didn't know if Bobby Lee's number was going to be the same. I always know I was cool with Bobby. I mean, I've done Marin's twice. I haven't never done Joe Rogan's, though. Everyone's like, why aren't you doing Rogan's? I go, Rogan doesn't really know me like that.
I feel like you'd be perfect.
But Rogan doesn't really know me. I did Kreisch. I just did Tom Segura's.
Oh, it's great.
I love
it. I did two bears, and we spoke Spanish at the beginning. Yeah, I studied Spanish in high school and college, okay? And it wasn't too bad. It wasn't.
You bothered the shit out of me right now.
Why?
Porque, so I know this. I know that.
It's not this.
So fuck
it's part of my motherfucking life.
All right, do the unhelpful advice. I'm tired of your jabbering.
Can I tell you why I know a lot of shit?
Please, I actually want to know.
My father was an educator for 45 years in Chicago. And Nigerians have the highest degrees in science and math in the world, and in America, we have the highest degrees. The highest paid robotics engineer is Nigerian in the world. The only double doctor in the world is Nigerian. I mean, the chess champion, 8 years old, is Nigerian.
Adesanya?
A Nigerian.
Usman?
Usman is. Those are all the MMA champions in Nigerian. Those are my buddies. Israel knows guys.
Oh, dope.
Also, the highest, like, I think there was some kid that got the highest fucking grade point. He broke the ceiling of grade point averages in high school. Nigerian. I'm just saying, our parents train us to know a lot of shit.
We've never ripped on Nigerians.
I have a fun fact about
Nigerians. We've always thought they were legit.
When I first came here from the Philippines, my family was adopted by a Nigerian church.
I didn't even know that. You see this shit? This is bad.
Pastor Cam.
He's so mad.
Brother Sonor. Brother Nehemiah. Yeah. We were just in
all this Nigerian connection.
And in fact, the reason that my sister and I are here is because that Nigerian church... Yeah. The Nigerian church bought our plane ticket here.
You see that? The Nigerians, we helped them to bring your girlfriend here. You would never have met her if it wasn't for Nigerians. I'm not going to be in a scene with you. Please.
I need it.
Look.
I'm very heterosexual. See, my look to you doing that tongue thing going like this, that's a heterosexual going... Yo, what are you doing?
No.
That's not homophobia.
No.
I don't, like, if a girl does that, I go, yeah.
Dude, when
that's heterosexual.
I know for a fact when I'm doing this, there's a little cum coming out of your pee-pee. Go ahead, do the unhelpful advice.
That's the transition?
Yeah.
I don't like the way it came out.
Yeah.
Like a stroke
drizzled,
victim.
So at the end, people email us,
don't
right?
Don't try to
problems,
what you just said.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
They email us problems.
What do you email?
There's fans that email us.
Okay.
It's called Unhelpful Advice, and people want our advice. You can help them or not.
All right, good.
And we're doing it.
We can shit on them?
You can do whatever you want, man.
Okay, whoa.
I love Unhelpful that. Advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Godfrey.
Wait, what? Did you just do that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
He's from Second City, dog.
Do it again.
Yeah. Godfrey.
Godfrey.
Oh, Godfrey.
Open it back.
Just wanted to say I grew up in a tribal town in Oklahoma, and I was glad to see one of my favorite podcasters in Reservation Dogs.
Thank you. I'm
currently in the United States Air Force, and I've been in it for about 5 years. I'm 23 years old, and I just don't know what the hell I want to do with my life. How do you know when you found the thing you want to do the rest of your life? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. My name is Tyler. How do you know when you find
the thing?
You know, it's funny he says he's 23 because that was the age I started doing stand-up.
Maybe you do, like 22, 23.
23, right? And it's one of those times where it's like, from 18 to 23, I was same space that he was in. You look around in the world and you see people like, they own houses and real estate and cars and things. And I got shit. Nothing.
Right.
I have no like skill set or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And what I did was I just kind of like, you know, I don't believe in God, but I was like kind of like I would do these prayers like inside myself.
Yeah.
Like find me, please give me a direction or a light. Yeah. And I walked by a comedy club and it said help wanted on it at the comedy store in La Jolla.
That's God, man.
Yeah. And I just knocked on the door and go, can I have a job here? And they're like, you can wash dishes. I wash dishes, and then I started to open mics. My point, though, is that, like, I just feel like if you're searching and you're in the, you know what I mean, and your heart is open. Mm.
You actually, that's just law of attraction almost what you did.
That's right. That's right, baby.
No.
Oh, there.
No.
He's gone.
Yeah. So
it's like,
I don't care.
I just have that. It's heterosexual force field. No? All right.
You can't penetrate.
You can't penetrate that, buddy.
I can.
He'll try. He's gonna try.
I can and I will.
That is disgusting.
So what is your advice, dingbat?
Hey, go find your fucking life, you piece of shit. Fucking Tyler. Get a new name. How about that? No, he's in the Air Force, right? He's done with the Air Force?
Military, yeah. So he's done. It's one of those things.
He's done with the military. He's 23. He's in Oklahoma?
Yep.
And how do I know? You just... Because comedy is like, Tommy Davidson came to my college, I was like, I think that's what I want to do. Because in college, you're a fake adult, you know? Mm-hmm. You're a fake adult. And I was a pre-med psych major. And I'm like, you know, a psychiatry or this. And my parents were, of course, mad. And I said, I think I want to do comedy because I was so outspoken. A lot of shit made me mad. And that's where comedy comes from, a lot of anger.
How funny was he, Tommy Davidson, by the way?
Fucking unreal.
Unreal.
Woo! And I said, I think I want to do that. I showed Tommy Davidson around my campus, you know? I remember that. And then, you know, some years later, I'm doing my first Comedy Central thing, my premium blend, and it's Tommy Davidson's hosting it.
Wow.
And he goes, I remember you. You showed me around your campus. I was like, holy fuck. It was the weirdest shit.
Wow.
But you just got to do what you... I don't know, because, I mean, what does he like to do? What do you really think about a lot? Does he want to be a musician? Does he want to be...
This is not serious. Just give him a answer.
Was there something before comedy that you thought was the thing?
Nah, sports. I thought I was like medicine and shit.
Give us another one.
Sports.
Give another one.
Give him another one. Man, just fucking do drugs. It's Oklahoma. Okay.
I have road rage. The Korean rage comes out, and I need to scream at people. When they fuck up. Living in downtown Seattle, there's a lot of stupid fucking people who run across the road or don't know how to drive in a city.
Nice, I love that.
Every time I start yelling, my girlfriend gets angry and says it's no longer satisfying to yell at people anymore.
Good job.
She's afraid someone will shoot me, but hey, I carry two.
Nice!
And I'm a 6-foot, 230-pound Korean guy.
Yeah! Bulgogi.
But now it feels like I have road rage blue balls. Do I just lose a year of my life holding it in or let it out and get yelled at by her and deal with it? What should I do, Godfrey, Bobby, and Kalala?
I love that 230-pound Korean. It's fucking dope. Like, you don't see that a lot.
You want to go first, Ding Dong?
Yeah, because I have road rage. And road rage is passion for driving.
Wow. I love the framing of that.
Is that what it is?
It's passion.
Wow.
Because because it's like when I played baseball, I was in track and field and football, okay? And I had hardcore coaches, and I was a shortstop. And I remember my Mr. Pereno, and you know, when you're fielding a ground ball, I remember I missed a ground ball. He goes, you got to put your body in front of the fucking ball. Boom. Because it scored a run. He has passion for baseball. That's why he's screaming at me. He wants me to be better. Right? Now, that person, road rage is not a disease. It's a reaction to somebody doing fuck shit on the fucking road. I had one of the hardest fucking driver's ed teachers in Chicago. My high school was the biggest high school in Chicago. It's called Lane Technical High School. Mm. We had a driving range at our high school, 5,000 kids.
Oh, shit.
It was a college prep high school. And it was badass. It was number one against Michelle Obama's high school. So, academically in sports. So, boom. So, my teacher, Mr. Jerzak, he was an old dude about to retire, didn't like his wife, was happy to get out the house, 6'3", was our driver's ed teacher. And he used profanity. That's the best teachers in the world. And he used to go, listen, goddammit, this is a goddamn vehicle. It's a fucking machine. Have you ever heard of vehicular manslaughter? Guess what? It's a fucking weapon on wheels. And you're like, that's how he opens the
Wow.
So love you got to understand when you're driving, you got to be defensive. You're not the only fucking person on the street. That was Mr. Jerzak. He had a comb over. He'd go, God damn it, I'm going to show you some slides. He would show us Faces of Death, that movie.
Oh, no.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He would show us car crashes. He goes, look at this dumb bitch. She's fucking hanging out the window. Why? No goddamn seatbelt. Standing operating procedure. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So road rage, I dig it because I get mad when people don't know how to fucking drive, especially in Los Angeles. And what's fucked up is you drive every day and you still can't get it right. I live in New York. I'm walking half the time. And you can't fucking drive in L.A.? People...
But are you getting... Let me just connect.
I get upset when you don't know what the fuck
you're
doing.
Are you getting angry because... I get angry because they're following the rules to a T.
What?
You know what I mean? It's like this. I see the fucking speed limit, but there's no cops around. It's also 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to go 35 miles per hour. I know that's what it says.
You get at least 10. You can at least go 45.
That's where my anger is. You know
I don't. Yeah, when you're going slow. You should get tickets for going too motherfucking slow.
Right.
Tickets, man. But you should be rewarded when you speed.
Right. There are also rules, right? There's hidden rules, right?
Right.
Like, for instance, you know, when you're in traffic, right?
Yes.
And you're trying to veer off onto a freeway, right? Just hear me out, right? And it's like, and you're waiting in this long line, and people on the left are trying to get in because they don't want to wait in the line.
Right.
When somebody lets somebody in, I get angry.
Oh, yeah, it's pissed. Yeah.
Right? So it's like, they're being nice and generous, right?
Yeah.
But I don't like it because it's a game.
Right.
You don't.
You get mad.
There's a hidden rule, right?
Yeah.
Right, between us drivers.
Yes.
Right? You don't let anyone in.
You don't let all kinds of people. Sometimes you're like, fuck it, one. But I've seen people let a couple motherfuckers in.
Oh!
And I wish I wish I had an indestructible car where I could just smash into people when they do fuck shit. I just go, bang, and my shit doesn't get affected. I go, bang, and I go, what are you doing? Bang, move, man. Don't let people in.
No, what we need is a system where we can all talk to each other, even strangers.
True.
And what are you doing, dude? Like, yeah. Press a button.
That would be dope. Walkie-talkies.
This is where
it's got to be an app.
This is where the Philippines reigns supreme.
In
everybody, because over here, no one uses your horns, right? It's only for absolute.
Yeah.
Over there, everyone talks in Morse code. So it's beep, 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 beep. So they all know no one is yelling. Everyone is in a fucking beeping. Gridlock traffic, but everyone knows where they're going. There are no vehicular accidents. No one gets run over.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's a nightmare, but everyone gets along.
But that's road rage. Brian, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. You have passion for driving, and you must be a damn good driver. So it's because to scream at somebody, your shit better be tight. Yeah. Because I know, and when I make a mistake, which is rare, road ragers rarely make mistakes. But when we do, we are very apologetic on how we were very sorry. You can tell by the way we drive. Like if I'm at an intersection, and let's say the light is going, it's a little long. It's like, oh, this is a long light. And let me check my phone because this light is unusually long. And then you know how someone beeps because you haven't seen the light change. Someone goes, boop, boop. It's just like a beep, beep. It's not a beep, beep. It's a beep, beep. And you go, oh, God damn it.
It's so fucking rude what you're doing.
What do you say? No, I'm trying to.
What's so rude
how
what
do
you're
I
doing?
Stop it, though.
You don't know how an iPhone works, you fucking idiot?
Because I was with Android for so long.
All right, let me get my advice while he's...
Wait, no, no, and then...
No.
And then you check your phone.
Oh,
and
I
you
fucked
check
up.
Your phone. You
I had a window.
Slowpoke.
I had a window.
Window.
Oh, God,
and
I lost
and
the window.
You fucked up.
And I fucked it up.
Because Bobby Lee, yep, that's Bobby
but that's
Lee.
That's the difference between you and him. He never says he's sorry. He's never wrong.
Oh.
So that's what pisses me off. And I'm like, that was your fucking bad. He's honking at you, and then he flicks the motherfucker off. I know that was your bad.
Yeah, fuck. See, when I take off, I see the light change. I take off. I go very fast. That's my apology going, you know I didn't know about this long light. So when I take off, it's like they go, that's a good driver. He probably didn't know the light was so long. Mm-hmm. By the way he drove off. You see, that's my apology.
The messages, yeah.
Yeah, but if you drive off slow, that means you're a
shit
fuck
face.
Driver.
No seatbelt either, ever.
Shit face.
No seatbelt?
Can I have my advice now?
Go ahead.
You shit.
No fucking seatbelt wearing motherfucker. How come you don't wear a seatbelt?
What? Okay.
That's him doing another accent.
Yeah. That's British.
Oi, do it again. Do it again.
All right, so.
Do it again, Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee.
Maybe do this, my friend, right? It's life, right? It's not that big of a deal. Just listen to
okay,
me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? It's like what I. Because sometimes when I rage out in the car, I realize, oh shit, like I live in America. Right? I make a great living, right? Life is too short. We're all the same species, you know what I mean? I don't know, you know, what they're, you know, maybe some guy fucked up on the road because, you know, there's an emergency or whatever it might be. I don't know what so maybe just be namaste about it. Right. Be Steven mm-hmm. Seagal. And maybe this will teach you, right?
Steven Seagal? That means you go and rip his arm?
No. But you know, Steven Seagal.
I'm looking for Bobby.
Steven Seagal always says namaste.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
He's also
no,
what do you mean,
nah, man?
Namaste.
No. So what I'm saying is that maybe, like, this is going to be a good thing for you to, like, maybe learn to be passive and to accept and be a part of the world and just let it slide.
That's some bullshit.
No, man.
Because that moment, you're like,
person.
What the fuck are you doing?
Be a better person.
Nah, man.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
when you're driving. It's okay. Road rage is good.
No.
230-pound Korean butt. Let's do it, bulldog.
No.
Yeah,
bro,
baby.
Life is too short. It's not that big of a deal.
Hana,
don't get
pool, set,
no,
net.
And don't get.
I took up keto for 10 years. Sorry.
Because, bro, let's say what if you react from your road rage and you actually hurt somebody?
Oh.
Right?
Well, no, that's true. That's true. You're very right.
Right? So it's what I'm saying is that might as well just nip.
Oh no!
Nip it in the butt.
Nip. Oh no!
Nip it
no
in the mind. Butt.
Oh, nip.
All right. So
I think you should yell. Don't go fighting people, but it's all right to yell in your car.
You know, dude, I'm not gonna do a 2-hour podcast with you.
He's trying to break a record.
Yeah, I need to try
you're
to. I'm waiting for it to
gonna.
End. Let's go. Oh, it's over. Follow me on Instagram, comedian Godfrey. Comedian Godfrey is my Instagram, and my podcast is In Godfrey We Trust on the Gas Digital Network.
Do you have
Legion of Skanks, man?
Do you have guests on yours?
Yeah.
So if I'm ever in New York,
man, you better come on my shit. That would be it's down in the Lower East Side in New York.
Ugh. That's my new defense with him.
What?
It makes him so angry.
They're not angry.
Yeah, it bothers you.
Disgusted.
What about this?
Oh.
I don't know. What is that?
Yeah. That one was wild,
those
dude.
Those are cheeks. Oh. Ass cheeks.
Oh, that's wild.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Lock eyes with me.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Okay.
Fucking babe. Creep, babe. You're a creep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't know? Oh, you didn't know Bobby? You don't know Bobby Lee, huh? You don't know Omar Hajima.
He only does that with like
what?
Big men like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like I get threatened.
Does he do it to you? You're not a small.
No, guy. He's weak.
Oh, he's weak.
No, I mean you just beta your male. Personality is weak.
He's like, I don't appreciate that.
You're a good guy and you're strong, but
I don't
inside,
like that. I don't like that.
There's balls in my mask.
So you know, Godfrey.
Yes.
Obviously. Godfrey. You know, it's a no-brainer for having you on, and when you it was perfect. When you texted me, it's like I had a spot open.
Oh, I'm so good! And, I'm so happy I did it.
You know, and
I was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna do Bobby.
Yeah.
Shit.
So it's called Tiger Belly, but my point is
Tiger Belly. why you call it Tiger Belly?
I don't know.
Like Tiger Balm, I had a white like Tiger Balm.
No, I had a white friend.
Okay.
And I used to just one day I just called him Tiger Belly, and he laughed.
And that was it?
Yeah, he just said, what's up, Tiger Belly? And he was like, that's weird. And I would call him that for a decade.
And I thought it was like Tiger Balm because it's
Asian. No.
I love Tiger Balm.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that.
No, oh, good. No, Tiger Belly sounds very Asian.
No.
White flower.
Lotus.
I like your ankles, man.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Dope ankles, bro.
Yo, like that.
They're shiny, dog.
Work on them shits. Cocoa butter.
Is it cocoa?
You know me? Oh, yeah. Is it cocoa? Is that cocoa?
Anyway.
Is that cocoa? Shea butter?
Give him a round of applause.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yo, thank you for having me. Awesome.
God, come on. We only do an hour, Godfrey. Yeah.